Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the show. This is episode 198, and I'm your host, Shay Hatto. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to quiet the mental chatter that goes on in your head. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this episode is because a couple weeks ago, I was really struggling with my mental chatter. I was like talking to myself over and over and over again and ruminating on kind of the same problems over and over and over again. And one day I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm always thinking about some kind of problem. And it started to kind of affect my mental health. And I started to get a little bit just burnt out with being with myself. And we actually talked about this on one of my coaching calls with the girls I work with. And so I wanted to bring this to you today to share with you like what helped me to get out of this mental chatter. I've also been reading books. There's a book called Chatter that's a really, really good book on all things kind of like the inner voice in your head, how to kind of deal with that and work with that. So it's not necessarily like it's a bad thing, like we have to battle our inner voice, but it's something that we need to be aware of, something that we can actually work with. And as the book says, I think it's like work with it and harness it and use it for good. So it's really important that number one, we're aware of what's happening. Because if you're not aware of what's going on in your head, of the things that you're telling yourself, of the things that you're thinking about, then it can be really hard to kind of deal with that. It can be really hard to take that and do something more positive with it, right? So like for me, at the time where I wasn't aware of it, before I was like, I had this realization, I just kept thinking about silly things and things that were going on in my life. And I just was thinking about it over and over and over again. And it started to wear down on me. And it wasn't until I became aware of it, like, whoa, like something's going on here. Like something doesn't feel right. Like this is just becoming too much. It's starting to, you know, erode kind of like my well-being and my sense of sanity. So it was funny. I actually, like, after I had this realization, I was laying in bed with my wife and I was like, I'm very neurotic sometimes, aren't I? And she's like, yeah, you are. So it's like, it's okay. Like I was like, yep, I know I can be very neurotic sometimes when I get in these rumination spirals, but it's really important again to be aware, because before that I would have just kept going. So you got to be aware of that it's happening. If you want to be more confident, if you want to be a better athlete, if you want to be a better student, it first starts with awareness. So if you want to learn how to better manage the chatter that's going on in your head, kind of the ruminating thoughts that are going on in your head, you first got to take a step back and be like, ah, yep, I'm being a little crazy. I'm talking to myself a little bit too much. I'm worrying a little bit too much. And that's what it is. And it is what it is. And it's okay. Like, don't get hard on yourself for, you know, like feeling that way and thinking that way. But you just got to be aware that it's happening so that you can take it and use it in a more productive way. All right. So the second thing that I really like to do that I think helps me the most is journaling about it. So when we journal about it, it allows us to kind of like zoom out, right? So when we're thinking about it, we're really like stuck in the so-called problems. We're stuck, we're in it, we're experiencing it, we're feeling it, and we're not able to like look at it from a kind of outsider's point of view. But by journaling about it, number one, you're able to really get all your thoughts out and it allows you to stop kind of going in circles. So for me, if I'm ruminating about something, it'll just kind of be the same thing over and over and over again. And I don't get anywhere with it. It's like I'm on the treadmill, right? It's just like I'm on the treadmill. But as soon as I start to journal about it, it's like I'm actually moving forward. I'm actually moving towards either not thinking about it or moving towards a solution. So if you find yourself ruminating about the same thing or really worrying or having these anxious thoughts, grab out a journal and literally just write down what you're thinking. Just there's no filter. There's no necessarily needing to solve the problem as you're journaling. But as you'll see, as you journal, as you just get all of your thoughts out onto paper, number one, it'll probably help you solve the problem a little bit easier. But number two, it kind of removes you from the problem so that you can take an outsider's point of view, right? Think about it. I like to think about it in these terms to give you kind of a visual here, right? Imagine that you're on the ground and you're like, you're looking for something with binoculars, right? So let's say you lost your keys outside and you were like, oh, I think it's a good idea to go get binoculars. So you put on binoculars and you're looking for your keys with binoculars. Is that going to be hard to find? Yeah, it's probably going to take you a really hard time because the lens is so small on binoculars and it's so close up and you're like, you're in it, right? But imagine that you were able to be like a bird and climb to the top of the tree. And obviously you're not too far, but you're kind of removed from it and you can really look and you can scan. You're more likely going to be able to find it when you can take a step back and zoom out. So think of it as you want to be the hawk. You want to be able to be on top and see everything as opposed to being the squirrel that's like in it and thinking about the problems. And I'm thinking about hawks and squirrels because that's what's in my backyard all the times. So I hope that gives you a good visual, but that's what journaling allows you to do, to zoom out and look at the problem from the perspective of like, if you were helping somebody else, how would you solve the problem? How would you talk to that person? So next time, get out a journal and try journaling for a couple minutes and just see what happens, all right? And then the last thing that really helps me, okay? Last thing that really helps me is going for a walk, just getting outside in nature. Because if I'm just sitting inside and I'm ruminating about something, like it really, really, really doesn't help. It just perpetuates the problem. But as soon as I go outside, go in my backyard, go for a walk, it really starts to kind of loosen things up a little bit and I'm able to think more clearly and I'm able to see also that my problem, that the thing that I'm thinking is such a big problem is not actually a big problem in the grand scheme of things, right? So as I was talking in the beginning of this, I really was struggling a couple weeks ago. And so I was like, you know what? I kind of need to do something a little bit drastic because I felt like I was having a hard time getting out of it. And so I took the whole day off on a Friday and I went, just me and my dog, we went to Lake Tahoe and we went on a 5.5 mile hike. And after that hike, like the next week, like come Monday, like even the weekend, like I was like, I want to work over the weekend. Like I feel good. So come Monday, I was in such a better place mentally, emotionally, physically. And it really just kind of reset my mental frame of mind, my chatter that was going on. So I'm not saying that you have to go out for a 5 mile hike and drive 2 hours to go for a hike, but even just going out for a walk in your neighborhood, going outside in your backyard, there's been so many studies that really do prove that getting out in nature, number one, it helps your emotional state, but number two, can help you to better make more educated and better decisions, and also just kind of help with that mental chatter. So it's not just me like loving being outside and I'm like, hey, this works for me. Although it does work for me, there's actually research to back up the power of everything that I'm saying, including journaling and definitely including getting out in nature, walking, moving your body, just being a part of something bigger than your own little world. So again, when you start to ruminate these overthinking thoughts, number one, just be aware, be like, oh my gosh, I keep thinking about this over and over and over. Is it helping? Probably not. Step two, let's get out your journal. Journal just what's going on in your head. Just get it all out onto paper. Kind of take the perspective of zooming out. And then number three is just going for a walk, get moving, get outside in nature, and you'll really see that whatever you're thinking about is really not that big of a deal. And then you can go think about other things that are more productive. You can solve the problem instead of just being in this rumination state, which isn't very helpful for your mental or emotional health. So I hope this episode is helpful for you. If it was, I really would appreciate if you'd spend just even a minute or 2 minutes giving us a review on iTunes so we can continue to grow the show. Also, if you want to learn more about how you can work with me, how you can, you know, learn about these things in more depth with other girls that are going through the same thing, definitely check out the Alpha Empowerment Circle, where it's our membership community for parents and athletes, where we have coaching calls, we have awesome discussions, and we have a support system to help you through every part of your journey. So again, thanks for checking out the episode, and I'll catch you next week.